woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
All right, Tuesday, April the 27th. And we're going out with April showers, okay? So today, a little bit of rain. It's supposed to kick in tonight around like 10 o'clock. And for the next 48 hours, it's just going to be rain and snuggle time.
Yeah,
I love a little bit of rain when it's not like freezing outside.
Yeah.
Should be around 12, 13 degrees both days. And then Friday, rain goes away. Sunshine right in time for May. So
love
this is going to be a good time. Now, check it in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
Do you guys always sit at the same spot at the dinner table?
Yes.
Okay, you're in the majority. 68% of people say they do, which is no surprise. Here's the weird part of the survey I found. 11% of people say they change up their seat. That's fine. 19% of people say they don't have a table. They don't eat at a table. Or, quote, I always eat alone. And I'm wondering, why was that a really sad option survey?
Did they have an option for eating over the sink? Because that's me.
Oh, bachelor life.
Honestly, yeah, exactly. Jax, what about you?
Oh, that whole survey made me sad. Right? I want to know if you feel a little different today, gentlemen. Do you feel a little...
Something's in the stars.
It's the moon or something.
Hey. 2.5 hours ago, we had our full pink supermoon. This is one of two supermoons of 2021. And there's no hiding from your feelings, gentlemen. This is going to bring up a lot of emotions, some healing. You're all nodding up. You don't even care.
No,
supermoon, guys, if you do feel a little different today, Toronto, that's why. It's a pink supermoon.
You're going to feel.
Stop
Jesse,
it.
What's up?
Elon Musk is preparing a ship to go to Mars, and he needs volunteers. And he said, when looking for volunteers, that some people might die.
What?
I mean, space travel is scary, man.
What's the Shrek quote? Some of you may die, but that's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Yeah.
I applaud him for being honest, but that's not something you need to say.
Well, they're comparing it to like what it was like when explorers came over to like North America. Mm-hmm. People died.
Yeah.
And it's like you're going like 2 years into space to another planet. Probably, yeah.
Right. This is the equivalent of you going over the ocean with no map.
But maybe you don't need to say that. That's kind of dark.
Right.
Man.
It's implied. We kind of know. Yeah, we kind of know. Good morning.
Yeah, 100%. But it's going to be fun and happy when we do get there and then we're able to kind of travel there. Can't wait to go to Mars on vacation.
Yeah, that's going to happen soon, isn't it?
Sure, definitely.
Yeah. Now, Mars will still be on lockdown.
Yeah. Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Okay, listen, we got the everyday payday in an hour. So that means you, and that means $100 every single day for the entire year, 365 days. Just think about what you would do with that. Now, post-COVID life, let's talk about four ways to talk to someone you have nothing in common with. 710. We've got some advice. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, so post-COVID world, you got to talk to people again. And you've got nothing in common. This is something that you've not had to worry about for more than a year. And now... you got to start thinking about it. Over 1 million vaccines doses have been put out in Toronto.
Yep.
Like, this is coming. Mm-hmm. As much as it seems like dark
very
and lockdown
soon.
And everything,
yep.
It's happening. So, what do? You could be awkward about it. You could do the TJ approach, which is like, I have bits.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run them.
I have like a...
Rolodex?
I have a Rolodex of bits. Thank you,
comedy,
Adam. My greatest hits.
Everybody like, loves that, hey?
Yeah, I start a conversation with, hey, have I told you, my parents are divorced. Did you, you got parents?
Parents are divorced, nipples are small.
Yeah.
What else does he go with?
I have a girlfriend, her name is Val.
Yeah, there you go. She can carry some stuff,
yeah,
too.
She's pretty good.
You always like pass the, you can pass the baton to her, right?
She's quick.
She always passes it to me, though.
Here's what they say you should do. Number one, assume everybody's interesting. Most people are interesting if you can get them to open up. So be curious and give them a chance.
I have a problem with that statement.
Why?
Most people are not interesting.
No. If you want to get to know people, everybody, give everybody a chance.
Okay,
yeah,
no.
Good idea.
Now, number two, be a good listener. Most people love talking about themselves,
true.
So be ready to ask questions, which is also a good tip on dates.
Yes.
That's actually something I always do. I try not to talk about myself as much as possible.
It's also a great tip with kids. Just ask kids questions.
Oh.
If you're weird around kids, just ask some questions.
That's so true. And they'll talk to you online.
Yeah. They're little narcissists. They don't care.
Number three, be willing to share and get personal, TJ. If you're vulnerable with someone and open up, they will open up too.
Here's the problem.
Yeah, the wall of bits.
Sometimes I get too vulnerable and too open.
Oh, okay. So it's either the machine gun wall of bits
Or I'm like, did I tell you what my therapist said in therapy the other day?
One of the very first times we hung out, we had a very in-depth sexual conversation. Now I understand
why.
Yeah, like really in-depth. Yeah. You were very vulnerable, and I was kind of confused.
And number four, come prepared. You can even use a cheat sheet if you need to. It's okay to have preloaded questions that you can use over and over on different people. And the ones people always use for that are, you know, what do you do for work? How about this weather? But there's ones that are more interesting. Here's a good line they say. What keeps you busy outside of your job?
Hey, yeah.
That's a good one.
Outside of your kids, too.
Apparently something you shouldn't ask is what people do for a living. Like, that's not
why?
Really... Yeah, I just read it in a survey somewhere that, like, people want to feel like they're more than work. So it's like, what do you do outside of work? Like, hobbies, interests, things like that. Yeah, it shouldn't be one of your first questions, especially on a date. Yeah.
I think it absolutely should be one of your first questions on a date. What are you talking about?
But it's the softer way to go into things. You take it up with a survey I probably read 3 years ago. That's just what it said.
I don't care if it's rude. I kind of want to know that you're working.
Absolutely.
So listen, if you're going to come on a date with Adam or I, bring two recent pay stubs.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe a proof of employment letter.
Maybe your NOA from 2019 and 2020. Just want to know what your T4s look like. And
that's it.
No, honestly, what it is, I think, is that It's with the job thing is like a springboard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, okay, so you do this. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, no or yes. And then you can kind of get a sense of what their likes and dislikes
are.
We're also all radio hosts. So like we love talking about what we do for a living. So
no,
maybe it's
I
just.
I hate it. That's my least favorite. If I'm on a date and they ask what I do, I'm like, I'm in media.
Well, there you go. Hop on the survey, Adam.
Yeah.
You agree with the survey?
I'm behind the scenes. I don't want to talk about it. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How many teachers have been personally victimized by this sound? If you're a teacher, I want to know if you've heard it.
This classroom's straight bussin'.
Now, obviously, that's all over TikTok right now. The shee.
Shee.
Now, I've been seeing this come up more and more and more. Teachers who have never heard that before. We'll just say this class is straight bus, and the whole class breaks
they know.
Into that.
Oh, they know.
They know.
They know.
And it kind of made me think, I'm like, man, like, can you imagine when we were, like, grade 7, grade 8, how much fun that would have been? Like, everybody just, you don't even have to prep the class. There's no practice. It's just, you just know that's what you're doing. I love it.
I do love that a lot of it's done on Zoom calls now, too.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's the half second where the kids are unmuting their microphone.
To do it.
And then they go, sheesh.
Man, this is way cooler than Sandstorm. That was a big thing when I was like grade 7, grade 8.
What would you do?
Was everybody listening to Sandstorm?
Everybody just loves Sandstorm. And we had choreographed dances. What?
I do remember.
Maybe that was just my school.
Every year in grade school, like from 1 to 6, it felt like there was always the one thing that you had to have in order to fit in. Like one year it was yo-yos and it was Pokemon cards.
Tech decks.
Then it was Digimon. It was Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit older than that, but I do remember some of that stuff.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, because a lot of teachers are saying, when they walk into the class, the first thing they hear is...
I mean, is it bussin'? Is it a valid question? Is it bussin'? Is it bussin'?
Are you one of these teachers? And how are you dealing with that right now? Obviously, especially with the online learning. Yeah. So 999-99 text or 416-872-9999.
Some of these definitely triggered hearing that, for sure.
Oh, for sure. It's like, remember, we played Baby Shark once, and we got a bunch of angry texts going, shut this
off.
Don't
do this.
Now!
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
About 37 minutes ago, Jax said that if you feel different, it's not you, it's the moon.
To be fair, she says that like once every other day.
Yeah, so I guess there was a pink supermoon this morning.
You would guess correctly, Adam.
Okay, and this means something.
It does mean something. So at 4:37, the pink supermoon was at its full. Now, this is one of two supermoons, which is obviously already special enough, of 2021. TJ, don't even start. And this means like this means a lot of emotions are coming up. So if you've kind of felt off or like really in your feelings over the past couple days, maybe some nostalgia, not so good, not so bad. Either way, it's coming up for you. It does have to do with the moon. It's about healing. It's about moving on. It's about addressing, you know, some behaviors that you may not necessarily want to bring in the upcoming months.
You said there's two supermoons?
Yes.
When does the second supermoon show up and then both supermoons fight to find out who the true supermoon
is? Which is the superior supermoon?
Yeah.
I'm not doing this with you.
No, well, it's a genuine question.
I think that's a fair question.
No, the supermoons don't fight.
What
and
type
you know
of powers
that.
Do they have?
Stop it. But seriously, this one's a good one. And TJ, okay. Like, don't act like you love to know about feelings and emotions.
Let me
you
ask
love
you
that.
This. Let me ask you
what?
This. What? Okay. When you say you're going to feel stuff, I feel stuff every day.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the difference?
How do you know what's genuine and how do you know what's the moon?
Okay, so.
Oh, that's a good question. That's actually legit. That's a really good question. How much of this is my fault is what I want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Kirstie Gallagher, who is a moon
Christy.
Author.
Oh, I know Kirstie well.
Stop it. She's a moon author.
Imagine where being she a moon author.
Boys! She advises you to look at what this moon is illuminating for you and what you want to leave behind.
That doesn't make any sense. That means nothing.
No, hang on. Let me finish it. Hang on.
I want to know what fault I'm at here. Yeah, what's the percentage?
The percentage? I would say blame 70% on what's happening
that's
right now in your
you're
life
pulling
on the moon.
There.
Yeah.
On the moon.
On the moon, yeah.
Blame 70%. What else does she want to say?
She also said, what's really playing on your mind right now? All of these are signs of life areas that aren't quite in alignment. So a lot of things aren't in alignment right now. So if that's playing at you right now, that's exactly what it is. It's the moon. And things are off.
Is
she full moon.
Selling face scrubs or candles?
You know I hate when you guys make me talk about the moon.
What I love about this is it's so funny because it's like, hey, is there something going wrong in your life? And it's like, that is the most broad general question you can ask a human being.
Okay.
Oh, yes, there is. Absolutely. Well, you know, not your fault.
If feelings are coming up for you today, that's why, though.
Somebody texted in from the 416, by the way, Jackson, said the winner will be the supreme moon. So, just in case you were wondering.
I'm not. You know what? I'm never doing this again. Mark my words.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Let's start the morning with some phenomenal news. Burrito Boys, the location at Warden Avenue, are giving away free meals to those who need it. Nuruddin and Nadia Varani and their son Noman want to help anyone who comes into their Burrito Boys location hungry. So the franchisees have been providing anyone in need with their choice of burrito off the menu free of charge, no questions asked.
I love that.
Since December. A sign posted on the counter says, hungry, no money, no problem. People with no money are welcome to have a free meal, no questions asked. Nuruddin said, I want to give back to the community and do my part to help out during these times. I'm only in the position today to help because others had selflessly helped me in the past when we first moved here.
That's very,
That's
very
so
cool.
That's so sweet.
Love that.
Love it. Plus, burritos are delicious. So there's two good parts to that story. A hospital messed up a birth certificate in Seattle, so a kid's legal name is now Corn with a K.
This
is my favorite story ever. A woman named Kelsey in Seattle had a baby girl. She wanted to name her Cora, K-O-R-A. But I guess the hospital messed up and they wrote it down as Korn, like the band. So the baby's legal name is now Korn. She tweeted the photo of the mistake. It's gone viral. She says they're working on getting the name changed.
I'm how many down with the sickness jokes have people made?
That's disturbed.
Is that disturbed?
What's
the difference?
Get your 90s metal band.
Sorry.
Straight.
Oh, they're
Come
both
on.
Butt rock bands. I don't know.
Okay. Take it easy. Take it easy over there.
Also, did I just gatekeep disturbed?
Yeah, I think you did.
Actually.
You can tell you both worked at a rock station. Sorry, we'll move on, but seriously.
The first active TO road closures of the year are coming this weekend. So you might remember last summer, we saw a lot of major road closures for 25 consecutive weekends. This was to make it safer for pedestrians and cyclists and stuff to get out in the summer because, you know, lockdown, all that fun stuff. So happening this Saturday at 6 a.m. until Sunday at 9 p.m., the following road closures will be in place for vehicles. Bayview Avenue between Front Street East and Rosedale Valley Road. River Street between Bayview and Spruce Street and Lakeshore Boulevard East, only the eastbound lanes between Leslie Street and Woodbine Avenue.
I love that.
Pretty big closures, but it's a good thing. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
I'm going to put Jackson TJ to the test right now.
Okay, let's go.
I want you to pretend that you're driving through Prince George, British Columbia.
Yeah. Yep.
Known for what? What's the factory?
Pulp Mill.
The Pulp Mill.
Mill, which smells super good.
Yeah, caribou All beer. Right.
And if I were to say rock, what would you guys say?
Radio.
And I'd say rules.
So rock.
Radio.
Rules.
What station were you at?
94X.
94X.
Yeah.
You have to say it like that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's the mighty X.
Everyday payday, 8 o'clock.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So, let's talk to Julia.
who needs human interaction. And honestly, who doesn't? I had to stop by one of my friend's places to pick up a chair the other day, and they waved to me from the end of the driveway. And boy, that was exciting.
That's so exciting.
Julie, I can only imagine how your FaceTime was. That must have been the highlight of your week.
Highlight of my month.
Yeah. Pretty wild, huh? Yeah. So tell us about Ben, because you guys matched, what, a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. Ben and I matched a couple weeks ago, and we're both living alone, working from home. So you can see it get pretty boring around here.
Sure, yeah.
So super excited to jump on FaceTime and get a little human interaction, however that works nowadays. But, you know, I went into it like no pressure. I'm just going to do my hair and makeup. It's going to be chill. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to die for 30 minutes or so and like have a little fun. But actually, when we started talking, it ended up being 2 hours.
Hey, oh, wow.
Yeah, I feel like we just hit it off. And I'm like embarrassed to say it, but I have a crush on this guy now.
Oh,
and I've never met him. I don't even know what he smells like. That's weird.
All right. But what a nice surprise. Yeah.
Like, I don't know. He didn't text me back when I texted him that night, like after our FaceTime. So I feel like it just went silent. And I have no idea what I did, but I want a second shot.
This is wholesome.
Yeah,
this
is really nice. It is. And it doesn't seem like there's nothing in there that seems red flag to me. No. Like there was no weird, awkward moments in your conversation or anything, Julia?
No. Like we love to banter and we're just like laughing and telling jokes to each other. And, you know, he loves dogs. I love dogs. In a non-weird way. Mm-hmm. Like,
is there a weird way to love dogs?
I didn't know there was a weird way to love dogs.
Well, I guess,
I see what you're saying. Yeah. As in, like, you know, your dog isn't your child. It's a dog, but yeah.
My
yeah,
fur baby.
Yeah.
Just, like, we hit it off.
Yeah, okay.
Good.
That's okay. Fair.
Back
all right.
To that, yeah.
So let's call Ben next with you listening on the phone. We're going to find out what the heck happened.
Awesome, thanks.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So if you haven't met Julia, like many of us, Julia is starving for human interaction. Mm-hmm. And she met a guy named Ben after matching on an app. And I want to stress this. They followed all the protocols and just did a FaceTime. But any sort of human interaction is great right now. And Julia, you and Ben kind of hit it off. You got a crush on this guy.
Yeah, I do.
She's been shy about it now. But it was kind of sweet.
You're so sweet. I don't want this to happen.
Yeah. So it the thing is, your date went well. Obviously, you're here, so he didn't message you afterwards, and you're kind of wondering why. So we're going to call him with you listening on the phone. The one thing I will say, and you know this from listening to this before, sometimes these can be kind of brutal answers. Are you sure you want to hear why he ghosted you?
Yeah, I can handle it.
Okay, so we're going to call him, and we're going to try to reconnect you guys, see where this goes, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hello?
Looking for Ben?
Yeah, speaking.
Ben, Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
We're good, buddy. How are you doing? How was your sleep?
Okay, what is happening?
It's a creepy question. Yeah, that was a rough start.
How the sleep was. Okay, let's Ben.
Dreams? Yeah, what's that, bed you sleep on?
Okay, all right. Ben,
I don't really know.
We do really want to ask why you ghosted somebody named Julia.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're calling, yeah.
Yeah, are you trying to expose her for being a liar? Because I'm in.
What?
What happened?
Maybe. What do you know that we don't? Maybe we have also been
lying. You're talking about the Julia that I matched with on Tinder?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a liar.
Okay,
why? You have to elaborate on that.
Fine, I'm messaging with her, you know, whatever. She's super hot, totally gorgeous. So we FaceTime, we have fun. And all that was fine, but like from the second I matched with her, she's calling me cutie, she says I'm sexy. We start the FaceTime and she's like, hey, handsome, and I'm ugly as s***.
What?
I'm telling you, I'm not hot or sexy or cute. I'm bald and overweight. It's gotten even worse during quarantine. My feet get sweaty walking from the couch to the fridge. So this this perfect 10 is saying that I'm sexy. I don't know if she's trying to take my kidneys or thinks I have money or what kind of scam she has running, but I'm not into it.
Maybe she finds you attractive and, like, dude, that's up to her, right?
No chance.
Okay. Ben, you understand how how we could like this feels like you're kidding.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I am telling you, any girl who picks up a phone with me is like, "What's up, sexy?" I mean, like, I can be fun. That's fine if you want to say like you enjoy talking to me. But if you're calling me sexy and cute and hot, I don't buy it, and it puts me right on guard.
Is there a chance?
Okay, guys, you can end this. I don't need the second date.
Is that Julia here too?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, you would set this up. That's just perfect.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I actually would like to know what that means, man. What do you think?
Elaborate, please.
I think he's just mad.
This is some kind of scam, and I don't even understand what the scam is. I don't know why you're matching with people on Tinder and, like, getting their hopes up for no reason. Maybe it's, like, fun for you,
maybe.
But it's not fun for me, okay? I'm just living my ugly life by myself in quarantine, trying to find someone to connect with, and I don't like being screwed around with.
Ben, of all the scams on Earth, you know, where you can send money to someone overseas, the duck cleaning business. Do you really think there's a scam out there where really attractive people are matching with you to tell you you're good looking and raise your confidence?
There are, actually. He's not wrong. Like,
Oh, that explains a lot, actually. I've lost so much money.
Yeah. All right. Julia. What do you want to say?
I just can't believe you're going to make me sound so shallow. I actually like you and think you're hot. And I think you need some confidence in yourself. And you're basically just putting me down.
Ben, what we were trying to do is we were trying to hook you guys back up again because we know you didn't message her after the show.
And it sounds like she really, really likes you. But I think, Ben, you may have some stuff to work through. And maybe, you know, the pandemic has exasperated that. And, like, you know.
Here's what I know. I have mirrors in my house.
Okay.
I know what I look like.
No, okay.
So thanks, but no thanks.
Oh, no.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap that up, Ben. Julia, Ben, thank you for your time
today.
Thank
you so much.
I feel like this was a productive conversation, and now we have an answer.
Julia, you're lovely. Don't change a thing about yourself.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, you are too. Believe it, though.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Take good care, Ben, okay?
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you want to go to Mars? A lot of people say yes. Absolutely. It would be kind of a cool experience. I mean, and if you did...
Kind of a cool experience?
If you did get to come back, because they do say the first few astronauts that have to go won't get to come back.
That's where you live now.
For like a long... Yeah, it's like you're just there. And there's no sex. Which already I'm out. Not that that's any different from...
You basically already live on Mars.
Yeah. But I do want to come back. Like, it's kind of just, you know...
I have no interest to even get there.
Really?
No. Space is too spooky.
If it was like a long weekend or something like that.
No, I'm chilling here. I'm chilling here.
Okay. But Elon Musk, you know, has been one of the guys that's really, you know, pushing for this.
Yes.
And SpaceX obviously has some pretty powerful rockets that are... getting closer and closer to being able to consider making a journey like this, planning for it. The one problem is, Elon Musk says, a lot of people could die.
He wasn't paraphrasing.
Right.
That's legitimately what he said.
He said basically, you know, it's very possible that, you know, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, is anyone really surprised to hear that? Like, do we think space travel was safe?
I know. I just think, I don't think it is. And I think, yes. But I think sometimes in the midst of a pandemic, one must choose one's words.
Yes.
Okay, fair.
And I don't think you really need to talk about the death part of it. You talk about the exciting exploratory part.
Everything comes with a risk. Like, you can just assume, like, it's going to be dangerous if you go to space, right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't
I think
really
we
need
gotta
to say
know
it.
That.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it's dangerous to drive a car too, but we all do it.
Yeah.
All right, counteroffer. Now he has enlisted the help of thrill seekers. Because he said, oh, you could die doing this, and a lot of people are going to die. And now people who have Red Bull shirts and they like to
literally to be the Red Bull SpaceX rocket. Yeah.
They're like, oh, now we can do this thing because it's super dangerous.
You would be, you'd be a rock star, though. Like, that's the thing. Is it's like, you know, that you're going for broke. If you're going to Mars on one of the first missions, your name's, like, in the history books. It's a big deal.
Back when space, like when NASA was first started doing their thing, like the Gemini and the Mercury astronauts.
Oh, yes.
When they first came out, they were treated like rock stars. They were royalty. The Apollo astronauts were the exact same, the ones that ended up going to the moon. They used to drive matching Corvettes around.
Cool.
Because they were so cool.
Space vets.
Yeah, so listen, matching cars.
All I'm saying is, if you want to be treated like a celebrity and you want to have the possibility of having a Corvette, like, just deal with the fact that you might die on the way to Mars.
Go to space and then get a Corvette, or I could just work really hard and get a Corvette.
No. Just, you could just stay on Earth and get,
and get
Corvette.
A Corvette. Yeah. There's lots of people with Corvettes.
No, I think we keep coming back to going to space and then getting a Corvette.
Right. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Suddenly it got less appealing.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Another day, another batch of new emojis that are coming. Apple's iOS 14.5 includes a new privacy control, more diverse Siri voices, and the ability to unlock the Apple Watch while wearing a mask, and 217 brand new emojis. How? Some of the new ones are a heart on fire, a face in the clouds, spiral eyes, a vaccine-friendly redesign of the syringe emoji, and also some gender options for people with beards, along with numerous skin tone combinations for couples.
Incredible.
Users can now select different skin tones for each individual in the couple, kissing and with a couple and the couple with a heart emoji, which is really cool.
I love that.
Billie Eilish has been teasing new music for over a week now, and now we have a clip of it. It's a new song called Happier Than Ever, and the video shows her with her blonde hair, which looks really great, by
so
the way.
So good.
And then she, like, looks over at the camera. Hey, the army is coming to help us fight COVID-19. The province sent a request asking the federal government to deploy members of the Canadian Armed Forces and or the Red Cross, specifically, like, nurses and military medical personnel to assist with overwhelmed hospitals. And it looks like that's happening. Last April, members of the Armed Forces were helping out in long-term care facilities. So that's good news. Mm-hmm. More help's on the way. That's great. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Just over an hour from now, it's going to be another opportunity for you to get on the everyday payday payroll. All you have to do is listen up for the keyword, which we will give to you at 10 a.m. You text it to us. We call you back and boom, you are in. In the meantime, Kid Leroy, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Producer Jesse is taking over, and you need to choose who you think is going to win trivia today. Is it Jax, is it TJ, or is it me, Adam Wilde? And Jesse.
Yes.
Again, it is 2 Second Tuesday.
So you're going to hear 2 seconds of 5 different songs, and then you'll have 5 seconds to name those 5 songs. Oof.
This is tough.
This is, so
this
hard.
Is a doozy.
It's always fun.
Yeah, Jax is really good at it.
Yeah, she is actually. Yeah. Okay, so
Adam, you won yesterday, mm-hmm. so you get to choose who goes first and who gets to pick an artist.
Who's been nicest to me this morning?
Usually me.
You know what? I'll go first.
Okay. Wow!
All right. Selfless.
So on the board, this is strategic because on the board we have Drake, Adele, Lady Gaga, Justin Bieber, Rihanna, and Ariana Grande.
I'm going, artist, going with which Rihanna.
Goes? Rihanna. All right. Here we go. Put on quite a show. Let it rain, I had to.
What's wrong with me? Not really sure.
Umbrella and Disturbia. That's the only ones I can remember. I'm going for my basic. See, what you got to do with this game is there's 2 rounds, and you got to compile the points that you can get.
Yeah. All right.
So I got 2.
It's 2 points.
It's not bad.
But again,
not bad. Jax.
All right, Jax, you're up first.
Okay,
left
what are the choices?
On the board, we have Drake, Adele, Gaga, Bieber, Grande.
Drake,
here we go. Thought it from the bottom, Kiki.
Listen, doing all this, not it. Headlines, passion from the start from the bottom, and damn.
Oh,
okay.
Is that 3?
That's that 3? That's
okay.
Really good.
That's all right. 3 for Jax.
Oof. All right. Tejas?
TJ, you're up. Left on the board, we have Adele, Gaga, Bieber, Ariana Grande.
Give me Adele.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, that
a boy. Okay.
All
right.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah. Rolling in the deep, someone like you, hello, and Skyfall.
Oh! That's,
wow! Wow.
Oh.
What one did he miss? The one you missed was Set Fire to the Rain.
Ah,
wow, man.
Wow.
Well played,
great
sir.
Great job.
I'm immensely proud of myself.
You should be. All right.
Left on the board, we have Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, and Lady Gaga. Adam?
Lady Gaga for me, please.
All right. Here we go. You know, you know,
That felt good.
6 points total for Adam.
Okay.
Great work.
Thank you.
Jax, you're up. Left on the board, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
All right. Okay. Let's go.
Thanks, everyone. Is it too late now? I got my peaches out in Georgia. Yeah, babe, yeah, babe.
You mean? Sorry, Peaches, what do you mean? And, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Is that three?
You got two.
Oh, two. Yeah. Which one did I get wrong?
You said sorry and Peaches.
And I said, what do you mean?
Oh, and what do you mean? Yeah. No, that is three, sorry. Okay.
You're at seven now.
That's six.
Oh, six.
Six, we're tied. We're tied. Oh, no. Oh.
TJ.
Oh, no.
You got TJ, you're
four.
Up.
Yeah. All you need is two. Or three. Mm-hmm.
And who's left?
You have Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, hang on. Let me take a deep breath. That's how you guys breathe, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready. Bottles of bubble, but it wasn't a match. Fill my blood. I am trying to meet your mama. Dangerous Woman. Seven Rings.
Ah!
Wow.
Okay.
All right. Good job, guys.
Damn.
Oh, so we need a tie-breaking question.
Yeah.
Do we? All right. Closest to you can go over, because Ariana Grande was the last artist, how many Instagram followers does Ariana Grande have? Round the circle. Adam, you're up first. You can go over.
I'm going to say 100 million.
Jax?
120 million.
TJ?
95 million.
Should have priced is right at it. Jax, you're correct.
Yeah!
She has 232
what?
Million.
Wow. What?
Yep.
Whew. Damn.
Okay.
Jax,
well,
so
cool.
So Jax is the big winner. Congratulations, Jax. Well
thank
done.
You, thank
if you
gentlemen.
Pick Jax, we could be pick calling you back. So if you see an unknown number come up on your phone, pick it up. It's us.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right. It's not that I'm a bad father, and I'm sure every parent has this moment, but you're like, I'm not bad, but I know that I might be bad at this.
Okay.
So I picked up Everly from daycare yesterday, and she ate something while I had my back turned that had me Googling poison control.
What'd she get into?
Oh, no.
Well, So when we drive home, there's a couple things she wants to do. Uh-huh. She wants to watch Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
And
sure.
At this point, she's pronouncing Peppa Pig properly and is having sentences and that sort of thing. Like there are you know, like she'll say I am happy and things like that, which is cool, right? And you know, when she pronounces things though, she sounds like an Italian who's come over for the first time and tries to pronounce it. So it's Peppa Pig.
Yeah. Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, Marcus.
Yeah.
She wants color.
Is she saying chow yet?
No, she's not. Oh yeah, she does. I taught her chow this weekend.
You did?
I did. I'll bring in the. I'll record her doing it.
She's pro chow. I can't wait to unteach her that.
She is pro chow. I'm trying to get her to say chow baby. She can say chow and baby, but not together.
Yeah.
Now. Beyond that, yesterday I was like, okay, well, I bring her home, put her in the kitchen, and if you know, like if you have a 2-year-old, you know that they are gone in an instant. So you need to kind of strap them in, which is why I have her in like a little toddler seat so she can color a little bit while I'm getting her dinner ready to go. And so I was warming up some chicken fingers and getting some vegetables cut up. And she was coloring with a purple marker.
Yeah.
And it was, and I'm not kidding, 2 minutes. Took 2 minutes. I round the corner from like the kitchen island where I was, and I look at her. Her face is covered.
Oh, yeah.
It.
Yep.
And she's eating it.
Oh, no.
And when I say eating it, she chewed the felt tip right off this purple marker.
Bad girl.
What?
Ravenous.
That purple marker had rhinoplasty. It was done. And I looked at her tongue, and it was like she'd eaten a purple Freezy. Like, it was bad. It was really bad. Yeah.
So and the sour like, taste didn't deter her at all. She's like, maybe it's a little bit tastier than...
So at that point, you're sort of laughing. You're like, but I gotta negatively react to this, right?
Because
I can't...
She's gotta be in trouble.
She's gotta know.
Yeah.
And so I took it out of her hand, and I was like, no. And then I paused Peppa Pig, and then she got...
Oh, yeah.
You could see the eyes sort of well up, and she said, Peppa Pig. And then she, like, reached towards the TV. Yeah. like it was a really bad like movie.
Yeah.
And anyway, so then she started crying, and then I said, "You have to, you can't do this." And then she gave me, she's like, "Hug, hug, hug," as in like that's her way of apologizing. So I'm not really sure if I've deterred her from the markers, but she knows something went wrong.
You know that Crayola has played this game for far too long, and that they aren't toxic or anything.
Well, I had to look it up.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I knew that they were washable, but I just don't know.
They're not. They're fine. I mean, the kids like shouldn't be eating them, but
probably
like they won't hurt you. I used to really like the scented ones. Remember those ones? Like the orange and lemon.
I think they stopped making those because kids were eating them.
Well, I used to get a little too close too
did
often.
You?
Oh yeah, I liked them a lot.
Which one was your favorite?
Orange.
Orange.
Which is now like the equivalent of Satsuma from the Body Shop.
Yeah.
Like the grown-up version of the little Crayola orange.
It was
orange.
Pungent though. It was the one that
was
really hung in the air.
Everly. Oh no, I like that. Give you a ramp for your money. Even if it was 20 seconds, she would have done something. I like that.
So here's my question. Here's my ask, okay? Because I need to feel a little bit better about my parenting skills. I was feeling pretty good there, but as any parent will tell you, or even a dog parent, cat parent will tell you, you feel like you're doing great, and then they remind you that they bring you back down earth.
The difference is when your dog does something bad, you rub their nose in it, and I'm assuming you can't do the same thing with your child.
No, you probably not.
Okay. Definitely
she's got more purple all over her face.
Yeah.
So, the question to you at 416-872-9999, or you can text it in 999-999 to text, what did your kid eat that you kind of felt bad about when you were not paying attention? TJ, you look like you want to read something there.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I'm going to save
it for the next break. He's looking at me like, oh, we got a good text
message.
Oh, we
got a good one.
Do we?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, all right. It's a couple songs from now. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You turn around for literally 1 second and your kid ate what? My daughter Everly ate a purple marker yesterday.
Atta girl.
Grape.
And when I say ate it, devoured the felt tip, long may it rest. We got Dave on the call, on the phone. 416-872-9999. Tell us your story.
Okay, so many, many years ago, I would ask my mother for gum, and she would say no. So I would look for a piece of chewed gum on the street and pick it up.
You showed her.
But I would do it all the time. My brothers and sisters will talk about it, and they're like, it was so gross, and the idiot would go do it again. Because no, I didn't think no was a good word.
Can you remember, Dan, how that would have tasted? Like cold, soft gum.
Flavor.
I didn't care. I wanted gum. She said no. I was getting gum.
The story was
for me when I asked.
Dan!
Oh, wow.
You know, it's a wonder that Dan's alive with us today. Dude, thank you for the call. That's spectacular.
Yeah.
What a story.
Oh.
And honestly, Did you just
insert a chow?
Okay.
Yes, a chow.
Okay.
A
so let's
TJ,
get to the next
enough.
Call. Next call.
From the 289. My kid ate a slug thinking it was gum on the ground.
Oh,
she was five. I bet you learned that lesson pretty quick, don't you?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's
absolutely.
Not bad for you, though. Extra protein.
Yeah, a little protein.
That's true. From the 905, about 20 to 30 Flintstones vitamins. I had to call poison control just to make sure she was going to be okay.
I didn't want to.
Like,
ate them?
Oh,
by choice?
I get that they're supposed to be good, so they target children that don't want to take medicine, but they can't be that good.
Orange and purple?
No.
Gummy bears,
My mom used to put them on my placemat every morning, and then I would bring them upstairs and hide them under my bed. And then when we moved, there was like 40 Flintstones vitamins there.
You didn't like them, eh?
No.
I like that chalky goodness.
Too spicy. another one from the 647. My kid was eating cardboard this morning instead of his cookie. No idea where he found cardboard, but I mean, LOL.
You know what? What could go wrong? Okay, now keep them coming. 999-999 to call, or text to call. It is 416-872-9999. This would be Lil Nas X, the number one song in the world right now. Virgin Mornings. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Turned your back for a second, and your kid ate something, and you were like, wow, I must be a bad parent. I mean, I mean well, but I'm not good at this. I should have caught that.
It's hard.
What was it? 999-999. TJ, tell us the text.
From the 289, I woke up at 7 a.m. to my 2-year-old smothered in my expensive makeup and chewing my lipstick. Adam, I feel your pain. Completely normal. Children will always make you feel like you're losing.
So here's the question.
Kids love chewing lipstick.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So I know that's probably pretty satisfying. Yeah. It's got to taste terrible, though.
Oh, for sure.
Can you use the lipstick afterwards, or is that a toss?
It could be a toss. If you can, like, kind of blend it. No, it's probably.
I think you tell people you toss it, and then you just try your best to use it. Okay,
but it is expensive.
Do you wear a lot of lipstick, TJ?
No,
TJ, what about your lipstick? Tell us more about what you would do with your lipstick.
Yeah, don't worry, Jax. I'll take it from here.
Floor is yours. Next one.
From the 647, my little boy was at school, but he was given a paintball by a charming little girl, thinking it was candy.
Oh, no.
Bit into it. Turns out they are not toxic. Needless to say, she was sent home, age 6. Don't eat paintballs. How about that? Just don't eat paintballs.
Didn't know.
Another one from the 416. My toddler ate one of those little packets that they put in items to control moisture.
Oh, the gel. Like, yeah. Those actually, aren't those?
They like little salt packets.
Yeah, yeah. And?
It literally says on it in big letters, do not eat. What was she thinking? She was 18 months.
Oh, well, okay, all right.
Well, that's the thing. Babies can't read.
Yeah.
Babies
well,
can't read.
They should. They need to consider learning earlier.
Last one here from the 289. My youngest got into the Easter baskets and ate a fistful of chocolate eggs, foil and all. The next day, we had a few technicolored diaper changes.
That you did.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's like a satellite. Back.
Now, I just want to say the amount of text messages, just the volume of messages we've had from parents. Thank you for messaging us because it makes me feel a little less bad about myself.
Oh, you're good. You're fine.
Yeah, you're a great dad.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Not yesterday, but most days. Yes.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A good news story about burritos tickled me interested. Burrito boys at Warden Avenue are giving free meals to those who need it. Nurudin and Nadia Varani and their son Noman want to help anyone who comes into the Burrito Boys location by just providing them with a free burrito of their choice, free of charge, no questions asked. They've been doing this since December, and they have a sign on the counter that reads, "Hungry, no problem. Hungry, no money, no problem. People with no money are welcome to have a free meal, no questions asked."
So wonderful.
Nurudin said, "I want to give back to the community and do my part to help out during these times. I'm only in the position today to help because those who had selflessly helped me in the past when we first moved here."
That's so
I love
cool.
that. Paint it forward. Yeah.
Love that. A hospital messed up a birth certificate, so a kid's legal name is now Corn with a K. Earlier this month, a woman in Kells in Seattle had a baby girl. And on Friday, she got the baby's birth certificate, but the hospital messed it up. And she wanted her baby to be named Cora, K-O-R-A. But they wrote it down Corn with a K, just like that band that we all love. So her baby's legal name for now is Corn. She tweeted a picture of it. It's gone viral. She says they're working on getting the name changed, but I don't think you should. Just call your baby Corn.
I think you should change that name back. I do.
I think maybe your kid would probably appreciate that.
Yeah, you got a good Halloween costume at least the first year.
Yeah,
change it after that. Billie Eilish sees the release of a new song, Happier Than Ever. She put out a teaser video on Instagram. And it's pretty cool because you get to see her with blonde hair, and it's still kind
she
of a shock
so
to see her. Yeah, she looks great.
And I'm trying to bring it up, but of course I've lost it.
That's just trending of TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I don't know about you guys, but I plan on shaving my girl's bikini line on Instagram Live.
Don't.
Oh, no.
Don't do that.
Nah, that's not what I would do, but Tyrese did. Now, I know when you're in the Fast and Furious movies, you can pretty much get away with doing anything and
he's
people are going to love it.
I mean,
he's
they've
so
done
hot.
None of those movies, so they've gotten away with that.
But Tyrese is wild. Like, he's a wild man.
Man.
And he says some stuff sometimes you're like, wow, Tyrese, really? Remember he went after The Rock and they got into a huge fight because The Rock was doing a Fast 9 spinoff?
I don't think they're still good at all. They're not.
I think they're better now.
Are they?
And Vin Diesel and The Rock even made up too.
Well, it's about family. So.
Right, of course, of course. So, again, Tyrese, different dude, put up a video of him shaving his girlfriend's bikini line.
Mm-hmm.
You can see, sorry, you can't see her face in the footage, but her legs are clearly in a position as if though you were being waxed at a spa.
Yeah, it was on live, and then he shared a clip of it. Like, they were on live.
She says in it, "I will never let go of my king, but does he shave you, though, your man?" You can hear Tyrese in the background saying he's going to do it, and then he does it. And you can tell probably from how I'm telling this story that I'm kind of uncomfortable just describing it to you.
I don't think there's a problem with it, but just don't put it on Instagram. That's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like what you guys do, whatever you do with your partner, cool. Have at her. If it's safe and consensual, awesome. But don't put it on Instagram Live.
You know,
TJ, what is it? What is it? You seem like you're conflicted about something.
No,
or what is
Jack
it?
Said it better, but it's just there are some things that just don't belong on Instagram.
No,
and I feel like shaming your partner is probably one of them.
Yeah,
shaving, not shaming.
Shame. No, no. Shame your partner on socials all you want, but don't shame them.
So the question we have is, do you have a Tyrese in your life? Meaning, you got a friend that overdoes it on the sharing. Now, I have a few people on mine that I can definitely speak to.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get too specific because I don't want to offend anyone. But there may or may not be a few people out there who own businesses, which I totally get, but feel the need every single day to talk about this business that they do. And that's totally cool. Again, no problem with that. But it's written like you're a wellness influencer.
Yeah.
And this person... Is discussing just business. And it's, you know, I woke up today and I had a cup of coffee. And then it's seven paragraphs before they're done. And I don't know what it is. I feel like I hate read their Instagram posts. Maybe that's bad of
everybody
me to say. But
No. Everybody has that person in their life that they find joy in
looking at
their Instagram.
You got a couple. I know you do.
I got a few. I have a friend, love her to death, but she's a different person online.
There is a lot of that.
There's a lot of people, this isn't you. This isn't you. Very spiritual, talking about space and meditation
is
all the time. No. It's kind of bizarre. I'm just going
to
say that.
Again, nobody wants to call out their friends because it's sort of bad.
I have one that's not really a friend. Okay, so I've been very fascinated because there's this couple that I've been basically Instagram stalking for the better part of a year because this girl was with this guy for a number of years. It seemed like they broke up really quickly, and then she moved in with this other dude. So I've been like following this relationship for almost a year, and they overshare all the time. Ew. Like they're constantly.
Are they the couple that you're like, I know you guys faked this particular quote unquote romantic moment? You know when some people are like, oh, we got, I can't believe we got this on tape.
It's so weird.
I follow a couple influencers that are like that. And I'm like, and they're like, and you're like, okay. So clearly you guys knew what was happening. Yeah. It's perfectly lit.
Yeah.
The camera is perfectly shot. Yep. And you're engaged now. Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I didn't see the phone.
Yeah,
I didn't know
right?
it was recording. Yeah, like that's BS.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
We got a text message from a 647 here from Lindsay. My cousin posts Instagram pictures of her baby's poopy diapers and explains the meal she had along it with caption.
That is
so gross.
Oh, no.
Now,
don't like
this
that.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Friends don't like friends in that case, right? Like, if you got good friends, they have to step up and tell you, don't they?
The problem is sometimes the friends enable it. They're like, that's so funny. Because they're also parents at times, right?
No, there's nothing. No. Dude, I'm a parent. I don't want to see some kid's excrements. No,
you're
thanks.
You're not all parents, though.
Okay.
I have a good friend I have a good friend that she's pregnant. We've been friends for almost 30 years. And if she started doing that, like next year when the baby's here, we're done. Friends off.
That's
next level. I will draw the line.
So here it is. 416-872-9999-999-999 to text. Tell us about the oversharer in your life. What do they share? What are you subjected to? You could put them on mute, but you still have to be outraged by something, right?
Yeah.
It's a pandemic. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you have a friend that acts like an influencer with 45 followers? You might know exactly what we're talking about here when we're talking about the people in your life that overshare. What do they overshare? TJ, what are the texts saying?
We got a text from the 416, pardon me. Oh my God, I follow this one couple that will not stop posting stories of them kissing. It would all be fine and dandy, but it always makes a big lip smacking sound like a...
Yep.
And it just grosses me
out. Nobody needs to see that, regardless of how big the sound is.
I think in certain contexts, like what if it's your wedding day and you do the kiss and then someone takes a picture and you put that up?
Yes.
That's okay, that is right?
A wedding, yes. Of course, but anything else?
See that.
Okay, I guess so. But a wedding, of course.
I think they're implying here that they're like,
definitely not a wedding. Yeah.
In the produce section.
This is definitely not the wedding.
Jax, if we were making it, I would post a picture.
You are never getting these lips. never, ever.
Yeah.
Can't have these.
Uh-oh.
Thruffle.
Limits.
Another one from I don't know how we follow that up, but another one from the 289. A girl I follow always posts photos of her boyfriend sleeping with no shirt on her Facebook, and for whatever reason, it just creeps me out. Yeah, I get that.
I wouldn't want pictures of me sleeping on the internet from someone else.
Yeah. I'm not a graceful sleeper, so I don't want people to see pictures of me like drooling all over my pillow.
And I haven't had a haircut in 8 months, so my hair, when I wake up, my hair stands on one end on one side and it's flat on the other. So it's not a good look. No, I'm with you.
My girlfriend has a lot of like videos and pictures of me sleeping because I'm a really ugly sleeper and it doesn't go anywhere. I can't imagine.
My buddy Steve, he says his wife is the worst sleeper of all time. His quote is, "She sleeps like the chalk outline at a murder scene."
Steve!
That's really good. Last one here from the 905. My old coworker admitted to me at a party once that she writes all her boyfriend's sweet messages. What's the point in that? To fake your relationship? I think that means like captions.
I think that happens more often than we think.
Hold on.
So too.
Explain that concept to me because I'm a little foggy on that.
So what I think she's saying is her old coworker writes all the really nice captions that her boyfriend will put up about her. So if there's a photo of the two of them, she'll be like,
"So she's her own PR agency,
yeah,
for her boyfriend."
Yeah, and keep in mind, like, it's cool to have someone be like, "Hey, like, what's a good caption for this photo? If it's funny, but like, if you're writing two paragraphs about yourself,
I think my sister-in-law does it for my brother sometimes. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Can you read one? Let's see.
And like, he's sweet, but he's not this sweet.
Can you read one?
Okay,
you have one.
Yeah, I have one.
Yes. All right. Let's go.
Happy Valentine's Day to my gorgeous wife. After 13 years together, two kids, every day of chaos and parenting, you still manage to get more beautiful and gorgeous inside and out with each and every passing day. I can't wait to grow old and wrinkly with you. Aww. XOXOXO, love you, darling.
That's really sweet.
And like,
really
I love my brother, but I don't think he wrote that.
No.
What did you get kicked out of the resort in Mexico for?
No.
What would be a caption that David probably would have written?
Love you, honey. We've had a great run. Something like that. Like, or you're so fun.
Oh, I love David.
Love you, BB.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.